listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Blue. Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me?
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome with a major focus on music. Today's topic is music history, a brief history of music, if you will. Where did music originate from? How old is it? And why do we even care? So although it's hard to pinpoint exactly when music was actually created, we know it has been around for several thousand years, from prehistoric to ancient to biblical to early to medieval to Renaissance to Baroque to classical to romantic to 20th and 21st century or modern music. It's amazing to think music could have been in existence somewhere between 40 and 55,000 years ago. If you think about it, music has been said to be divine and something that connects us mere mortals to God himself. Everything was made in 6 days, right? Day one, the heavens, the sky, the earth, light, and darkness. Day two, heaven. Day three, dry land, the seas and vegetation. Day four, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Day five, living creatures in the water, birds in the air. And day six, land, animals, and people. Since the seventh day is widely known to be a day of rest, and we don't know if a day back then was considered one 24-hour period or it was stretched out over several days, months, or even years, it's easy to imagine music being created on the earlier side of life as we know it. Could it have been the eighth day, the 10th, the 30th, the 100th, the 500th? Maybe. Music, after all, is all around us. The birds chirping, the rain pitter-pattering on the ground keeping rhythm, even the sound of a car horn. Do we listen to those sounds or just chalk it up to background noise? I'm going to let that sink in for a second. So where does the first musical instrument come into play? It's probable that the first musical instrument was the human voice itself, which can make a vast array of sounds, from singing, humming, and whistling, through to clicking, coughing, and yawning. As for other musical instruments, in 2008, archaeologists discovered a bone flute in the Hohle Fels, I'm going to spell this out, H-O-H-L-E-F-E-L-S, cave near Ulm, Germany. Considered to be about 35,000 years old, the five-holed flute is a V-shaped mouthpiece and is made from a vulture wing bone. The oldest known wooden pipes were discovered near Greystones, Ireland in 2004. A wood-lined pit contained a group of six flutes made from yew wood between 30 and 50 centimeters long, tapered at one end but without any finger holes. They may have once been strapped together. Pretty neat if you think about it, right? And the first instruments date back 40,000 years. The 40,000-year-old flute from the side of, I'm not even going to pronounce this, I'm just going to spell it out because I believe it is somewhere from a Scandinavian country. From the site of G-E-I, what looks like a B sign, E-N-K-L, an O with a little two dots above it, S-T-E-R-L-E, made from bird bones. Early modern humans could have spent their evenings sitting around the fire, playing bone flutes and singing songs 40,000 years ago, newly discovered ancient musical instruments indicate.
It's been suggested that the Divi baby flute, a cave bear femur, dated to be approximately 43,500 years old, is the world's oldest musical instrument and was produced by Neanderthal. Now that we have instruments kind of wrapped up here and summed up, what about the first melody or song? So I looked this up. It's pretty neat. Google's got some neat information out there. And this stuff kind of fascinates me. I don't know if it fascinates you, but it does. I mean, we got to kind of know where we come from in order to know, you know, what we can currently do and where we can take it into the future. I'm a firm believer in that. So the first melody or song that I looked up is called Hurrian Hymn Number 6. It's considered the world's earliest melody, originally composed by Syrians about 3,400 years ago. But the oldest musical composition to have survived in its entirety is a 1st century AD Greek tune known as the Sikilos Epitaph, and that's spelled S-E-I-K-I-L-O-S, Epitaph. You might be asking yourself, who cares? Well, if you love music, as I'm sure you do if you're listening to this podcast, the answer is simple, because it's awesome. Music is something primal in our nature, something we can connect to, something we can lean on when words fail, something that inspires us. It lives in both worlds of being a tangible and intangible thing. Not many other areas in life do. Maybe this is why it's so fascinating to me, so fascinating to us. I love learning about the origin of things, and music is on the top one of the list. We have to know where we come from, just like I said before, in order to go where we're inspired to go. It's like discovering where your ancestors are from and tracing your roots back several generations. The feeling of being a part of something bigger than ourselves, that we are all connected in some way, shape, or form, is intriguing. Music has the ability to do that. How amazing it is. And that's it for today, guys. Signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, this is Jim Gavin. Have a good one.
With a memory of you, yes I will. They all said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. We make each other better together, my puzzle piece. I lost a step or two when it came undone. We're just a piece and a part of it, a lot of fun. You're the apple of my eye, the size of heaven and pumpkin pie. A sweet dream that finally came true, yes it did. They all said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. You said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la, 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 sha-la-la. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love, as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love, as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. I said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. 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 My puzzle piece.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome with a major focus on music. Today's topic is musicology. What is musicology and how does it relate to modern day music? So, little disclaimer here. I took a lot of this just from Googling what is musicology because I was interested in it. I've heard of the term before, but I've never really dug deep into it. So we're just going to do a little short snippet of it, give some definitions, kind of what it involves around, and then I give a little bit of my two cents, but most of it is stuff that you can find online. If you were to just Google musicology, what is musicology, what are types of musicology, pretty cool. I feel like it's a fairly recent study, definitely within the 20th century only, and probably the second half of the 20th century only, even in the latter part is where it kind of is the main focus. So here we go. Like some of the other ologies out there, like psychology, sociology, anthropology, and technology, there is such a thing as musicology. Face value, doesn't sound like something anyone would take seriously. Honestly, it kind of sounds fake to me almost. A part of the humanities, it is a very real area people are discovering for themselves, especially in the last decade. Musicology literally means the study of music, encompassing all aspects of music and all cultures and all historical periods. In practice, musicology includes a wide variety of methods of studying music as a scholarly endeavor, although the study of music performance is an important facet of musicology. Music performance itself is a different area of study. So the topic embraces the many different ways of studying music. One, as part of history, analogous to art history, organized by a chronological era or period, like the Renaissance, a nation or region, like American music, South Asian music, etc., musical style, art music, popular music, basically a genre. The people involved, the composers, performers, audiences, right? Who the writer of the composition was, who actually performed it, whether it was the writer who performed it or just another artist or a band that performed it, and who's kind of watching in the audience, you know, the people that are attending the event. The performance forces involved, so the symphony orchestra, soloists, that would include bands, duos, trios, what have you, string quartets, that sort of thing. And it's also a part of society, sociology or anthropology of music, with respect to its structure, like music theory or music analysis, with respect to how it functions as art, like music aesthetics, the philosophy of music, with respect to how it is perceived, music perception and cognition. So just because something is performed a certain way and played a certain way doesn't mean that the person listening perceives it in that same sense. We all perceive music in different ways. And last but not least, with respect to the means of performance, the study of musical instruments, acoustics, the physiology of the voice. So in the 2010s, this is this decade, historical musicology is one of several large musicology subdisciplines. Historical musicology, ethnomusicology, and systematic musicology are approximately equal in size. Ethnomusicology is the study of music in its cultural context, and systematic musicology includes music acoustics, the science and technology of acoustical musical instruments, and the musical implications of physiology, psychology, sociology, philosophy, and computing. Cognitive musicology is the set of phenomena surrounding the computational modeling of music. In some countries, music education is a prominent subfield of musicology, while in others it is regarded as a distinct academic field or one more closely affiliated with teacher education, educational research, and related fields. So like music education, music therapy is a specialized form of applied musicology, which is sometimes considered more closely affiliated with health fields and other times regarded as part of musicology proper. Musicology also has two central practically oriented subdisciplines with no parent discipline: performance practice and research, and the theory, analysis, and composition of music. Whew, that's a mouthful. So in the end, it's a relatively new area of study. It's pretty interesting to me, and it's becoming more accepted by the public, and also like people that are academics, you know, all the scholars. It's becoming more of a thing where people are recognizing it, as well as music therapy, if you heard in the end there, is something that's legitimate and something that people can really benefit from and learn a lot about. So if you're interested, feel free to Google musicology and learn a little bit more yourself. It's pretty interesting to me. That's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank God every day that you swept me up.